buffalo are powerful, majestic, huge mammals that roam the plains of North America. They are the national mammal of the United States and also the largest mammal on the continent. At one point, though, in recent history, the great American bison stood at the brink of extinction. How they managed to make a comeback is an incredible story. Let's jump right into it. Dancing with extinction. Prior to the 1800s, more than 60 million bison roamed the plains of North America. However, by the end of the 19th century, there were fewer than just 600 buffalo. You heard that right. The number of buffalo were countable, and there were but a few left. The massacre of the American bison population were due to a few factors. First, their lands were often taken over by settlers that wanted to use the land for agricultural purposes. When buffalo came near, they were simply slaughtered to keep them away, and bison were also a great source of food and resources, so any time a bison came onto one's territory or near their territory, it was easy food and resources if you could kill it. Oppressive levels of hunting completely wiped out the bison. In fact, settlers often slaughtered the bison also to keep native populations away. Bison were an excellent food source for Native American populations, so the excessive hunting of the bison was just one of many methods that settlers could use to force the Native Americans off of the settlers' land. Without traditional food sources available, Native Americans, like the bison, were forced to move further and further away from the settlers, taking over land and territory. Resurgence, the great comeback of American bison. Some former bison hunters, including prominent figures such as William Buffalo Bill Cody and future President Theodore Roosevelt, gathered the few surviving bison, promoted captive breeding, and eventually reintroduced them to the natural landscape. It had become clear to William Buffalo Bill Cody in some of his hunts that the buffalo species was not doing quite well, and it would not survive the continued hunting and exploitation that was taking place. There were five primary herds from which nearly all buffalo came from. The McKay-Alloway herd, the Charles Goodnight herd, Walking Coyote herd, Frederick Dubreuil herd, Charles Buffalo Jones herd. Between these five primary herds that were set up by these five people and special land set up to be protected and allow the buffalo populations to regrow, bison would soon make an epic comeback. By the 1920s, bison populations had gone from under 600 to numbering around 12,000. By the early 2000s, the North American bison population numbered around 500,000. Around 90% of these bison are raised as livestock, but they are raised in mostly natural conditions rather than the inhumane farms like other wildlife. The remaining 10% or so of buffalo populations can be found in public parks and preserves. This opportunity has also allowed scientists to study buffalo more closely, and one of the great discoveries found is that buffalo actually have a very positive impact on the environment and nature. For example, they can allow more diverse and higher quality vegetation to grow and help damaged areas to grow back faster. This is the incredible story of the buffalo. From 60 million all the way down to just less than 600, and now back up to nearly a million. And hopefully it will continue to grow. Humanity, we have built concrete jungles and wonderful suburbs next to these beautiful parks and nature preserves. Now, as beautiful as nature is, the comforts of a nice home tend to suit the human better. If you think that you have a wildlife or pest infestation possible, please call us at 855-WILDLIFE or visit us at wildlifexteam.com for more information. Whenever possible, we humanely capture the wild creatures and return them to the wild where they belong so that you and the wild creatures can continue on in peace where we both belong, respectively. Wildlife and pest infestation places you and your family at health risks as well as financial risks, as the creatures more likely tend to leave significant damages on the home. Again, give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit wildlifexteam.com for more information. Thank you so much, and we'll see you later.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.